Well, thank you for joining me. It's good to pray with you. And of course, I'll take the first five or six calls today. The number to get in, 888-914-9149. If you're new to the chaplain or a new listener to the program and you have a special need, I think today is an extraordinary day to pray. Because it's the anniversary of the day that St. Faustina received this prayer. As I was sharing, she was alone in her room, and she was deep in prayer when she was given a vision. She saw an angel of wrath, an executor of divine wrath, really, is how she recorded it, on a mission. He was firing these thunderbolts towards Earth, and she says it was a certain place for which good reason I cannot name, but she said she begged the angel. She saw the angel. Please, wait for just a moment. Give the world enough time. It will do penance. Stop, right? But her pleas couldn't stop the angel. She said God's anger was too great, and she was too tiny in comparison. So the vision then widened, and Faustina had, as she was trying to dissuade this angel from destroying the city, she was given what I call a Trinitarian experience. She saw the Holy Trinity. And in the face of that awesome vision, she couldn't even continue to plead. She stopped pleading with the angel. And she said she suddenly felt the power of Jesus' grace just flood her soul. It filled her soul. And when she became conscious of the grace, she was snatched up, she says, to the throne of God. She goes, oh, how great is the Lord our God. How incomprehensible is his holiness. And she says, I'm not going to make any attempt to describe this greatness, because before long, we will all see him as he is. Think about that. You will see God as he is. Life is so short. It is a blink, right? I hope you're living for God and not for yourself. She says, suddenly I found myself pleading with God for the world. And then I heard these words. She heard the words, you know, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, she began to pray those words over and over again. And as she was praying in that manner, she saw the angel become helpless, powerless. She uses the word helpless. She says, I saw the angel's helplessness. She says he could not carry out the just punishment that was rightly due for sins. Never before I had prayed with such an inner power as I did then. She says, again, I remember the words exactly. This is the prayer that stopped an avenging angel. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us. And this is, those are the exact words, Eternal Father section at the heart of the chaplet, right? She says, you know, Jesus later added, by the way, just a side note here, the next day when she was going into the chapel after this experience was over, he added the words, and on the whole world. She was just saying, for the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us. The Lord told her to add the words, and on the whole world, made it clear that this was a prayer for universal salvation. It wasn't just for that experience. It was for everybody. And, you know, the Lord says, every time you enter a chapel, you know, recite this prayer that I've taught you. And Faustina would recite this prayer over and over again. She recited for conversion, for the sick, for the dying, for weather. And the Lord had, you know, he said, look, this prayer will appease my wrath. You know, and he gave her a novena, told her to begin it with an Our Father, Hail Mary, and I believe in God. That's what we do. And there's so much more to it. I need to pray. We'll talk more about this after we're done praying the chaplet. In fact, I'd like to hear your answered prayers today after the chaplet. I just want to give God glory for the way he's working through this particular prayer. And I'll share some of my own. You know, my daughter, I think, is alive today due to the chaplet of divine mercy and God's mercy, really, the power of this prayer. And as we all know, we've seen incredible, incredible miracles take place. So I'm honored to pray with you on this day, and I expect great miracles. This is a day of miracles. There's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to see them. So as they come in, too, send them to me, okay? Drew@relevantradio.com. Mark it answered prayer or praise report or whatever you want. Just make sure I say it. And give me your testimony. Let me know how God has responded to this powerful prayer. I want to just throw a few intentions out, and then Maggie, you're praying with me today, right? You're joining me?
I sure am.
Maggie's going to be my prayer partner. I always enjoy that. Couple of times, I was going through intentions last night, and there's a lot of them. This person says, could you pray for my son? Or I'm sorry, could you pray for our friend's son who was brutally murdered in Chicago? They said the wake is tonight. That was last night. And she says, thank you so much. So I want to pray. God's outside of time. We'll pray for this family who's mourning the loss of a child, a son who was murdered, taken before his time. And we'll pray for those families that mourn. Another says, I have an urgent prayer request for three small children. And this is a rough one. Their ages are 7, 4, and 3 months. They were drowned by their mother earlier this morning on Coney Island. I'm heartbroken. Please pray for the mother who did this. Three children drowned to death by their mother. Gosh, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Another person said, would you pray for my niece, Angie? She's 42 years of age, is in critical condition with a massive heart attack. They were resuscitating her for over an hour, then took her to the ER by ambulance. Her lungs were filling up with liquid and blood, has no brain activity. She's my brother's daughter, Spencer's daughter. Thank you very much for the prayers. All right, so we will certainly pray for those intentions that she sent forward. And maybe another one here, too. This one says, hi, Maggie and Drew. Please pray an emergency chaplet for a one-year-old in our area who suddenly went into liver failure over the weekend. There was no indication of an issue until she became very ill on Friday night. Right now, she's on a transplant list. We're praying for her to be completely healed. We're praying that her liver be completely healed. Thank you so much, and may God bless you. Maggie, those are tough intentions, and there's more of them here. I'll try to share a few more later, but a lot of hurt out there. I'm grateful for this prayer. Anything you want to pray for?
You know, on this anniversary of the chaplet, you know the novena for Divine Mercy?
Yes.
How Jesus says that it's the lukewarm that really pain him, because there's so many of them, and I think if we prayed for the repentance and conversion of the lukewarm, we would have an army of people.
Amen to that. And how pleasing to God would that be, right? Mm-hmm. He spits them from his mouth like vomit, spews them, I think is the word that was used. Let's definitely, we'll pray. Great intention. I want to pray for Maggie's intentions, for continue to pray for her mom. I want to pray for my whole team, but I want to pray for the world too, for Vladimir Putin, for all these world leaders, for our country, that the Lord, like he did with St. Faustina, will hold back his hand. You know, we deserve that executor of divine wrath for the sin in this country and for what we are doing here legislatively and the direction that we're taking this nation. There's no question in my mind that we deserve a correction from God. I mean, we're totally offending him. But he's merciful. He's good. And I know he hears these prayers. And just as this prayer, as Faustina wrote, made the angel of wrath, this executor of divine wrath, helpless, I believe it can do the same thing, to bring mass conversion and extend this period of mercy that I believe we're in. Let's pray now. We'll pray for each other as we begin. Oh, one more intention. My wife's aunt is having surgery tomorrow. So I want to pray for Louise. If you're listening, we are definitely praying for you, okay? You'll get through this, I'm sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call today comes from Diana in Roseville, California. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Prayers for my daughter. Her doctor recently found spots and lesions on her brain and on her spine. And we haven't gotten all the test results back, but everything so far points towards MS. So I'm asking our Heavenly Father to please give us a miracle and erase all these spots and lesions. Please.
Diana, let's pray. Let's pray for you right now. I'm so sorry. That's a tough disease. My wife's brother's wife, or my sister-in-law, has MS, and the medication and the approach that medicine has today has just done absolute wonders. I want to pray for her. I want to pray for your daughter, and we'll pray for miracles, right? I mean, today's a great day. What a beautiful day this is. This is a day that we are given the gift of the chaplet of divine mercy. So let's not limit God. You know, Faustina called for rain, and it rained. She warded off storms. She mitigated the angel of wrath. Right? Miracles happen as a result of this prayer. Unbelievable miracles have happened. We've had so many testimonies of cancer cells disappearing, tumors shrinking, right? Aneurysms vanishing, holes in hearts closing up. Just incredible miracles. So, Lord, I pray right now for this mother who's so heartbroken. I pray in particular for her daughter who's going through a very difficult moment. I pray for all those who have these life-threatening diagnoses, those who are finding themselves compromised in health, in relationship, in finances. And today, Heavenly Father, I ask you honor the prayers of this chaplet, and you allow the torrents of your grace, the floodgates of your grace to open, and just for many, many miracles for those who now unite with me in these prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to beautiful Nebraska. Bellevue, Nebraska. Teresa's praying with us there. Hi, Teresa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling to request prayers for my niece's little guy, a grandnephew. He's about 3 and a half, and he's been taken to the hospital. He has some new type of virus that's going around.
Oh, no.
And when he was born, he was just over 2 pounds, and he's been doing so well, but he's got trouble breathing, and he can't clear the mucus that's in his lungs. So they're keeping him, they know, for overnight, but we're praying that he clears this and gets back to breathing better. And then he also has 2 friends that are 4 years old that are also having problems with hives and ear infections and coughs.
Mm.
Don't know if it's the same virus, but it's something horrible that's going on out of Chicago.
All right, well, let's pray for it right now. You know what, Teresa, we're going to pray that from this moment forward, that child's health changes. You know, today was a great scripture reading, one of my very favorites. It's the one where the Lord, you know, comes upon a funeral, and it's a widow whose only son had died. And he was so moved with compassion for this mother. He walks up, and scripture says he touched the coffin. And he spoke to the dead, and the man arised. He rose. You know, miracles happen. Christ is just as alive today as he's ever been, right? And I just think today's an extraordinary. Lord, I ask you to go to this child right now, from this moment forward, from these prayers that are now being uttered, that there's a radical change in his condition, that he's restored to complete health. And I ask that. I ask that for his friends. I ask that for all today who are facing these moments of pain and difficulty and of sickness. I ask today, Heavenly Father, in honor of St. Faustina and this great prayer of the chaplet, for an abundant outpouring of miracles. Hear the cries of your children once again as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to John in San Diego, let me welcome Maggie to the conversation, because, of course, Maggie's praying with us here, but she's also monitoring your intention. So if you can't get through on the phone lines, I know they fill up pretty quickly, you can always go to Relevant Radio's website, or you can go to our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me at Drew Mariani. Please do both. And leave us your prayer intentions there at the show page. And Maggie, she handles all that content. She'll bring it to air, and we'll pray for it. Of course, send me your answered prayers. Please do that, because I know today God is working miracles. I know there are great things happening this very moment. Drew@relevantradio.com is the email. Just tell me how that miracle unfolded, okay? It may happen instantly. It may be in the making, but I know great things are happening today. Maggie, what's coming in?
Drew, I got a text from my friend Bernadette yesterday. She's been dealing with some bad COVID for the last week or so. So I just want to lift her up. Lee called in from California earlier. He said he desperately needs prayers for his daughter, Allie, who is extremely depressed and needs a complete mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. Gigi wrote to us and said, please pray for our children to return to Jesus and the Catholic faith. Elizabeth asked for prayers for her niece, Nikki, who will be having surgery tomorrow, and for Nikki's baby to be born full term. She's currently 13 weeks. She also asks for prayers for her great-nephew, Gabriel, to continue to be healthy. And Araceli wrote to us and is giving thanks. She says, my son's court hearing went well, and he got his license back. Thanks be to God.
Wow, that's fantastic. I want to add one more that came in. This one comes from somebody who's now dying. Drew, my cousin has been put on hospice. He has stage 4 cancer. May Jesus meet him as a merciful Savior rather than a just judge. And this is another aspect. I should do a 3-hour show on the chaplet. This is a whole other aspect of this prayer with the Lord promised. So I do in this chaplet in particular, want to pray for the sick and the dying. I hope that God will call home. 105 people are called home every minute. And I want to pray for their souls. It's the most important hour of your life. And I really just ask for God's mercy on those souls, especially for this particular individual who wrote and sent me an email. We'll lift up all those intentions, Maggie, you brought in, and let's take John. We'll add him to the mix. He's listening and praying with us in San Diego. Hi, John.
Hi, Drew. Good afternoon. I'd like to pray for the healing of a broken family. And we were just a very happy family, very loving family. And in the last year, it's just something's gone awry. I'd like to pray for all of my children and my daughter that they know that we love them and that they know that they love us, and that the Lord can just act in our souls and our hearts and bring us back together as a family.
I'm sorry to hear what you're going through, John. Is your wife open to any sort of counseling? Have you looked into groups like Retrovi or some sort of marriage counseling?
So my wife and I are strong. We are good together. Good. There's been some divide between us and the children, small children, large family.
Gotcha.
And it's what went from, you know, loving guidance has turned into stressful yelling.
Well, here you go. This is a great prayer for today. I love it. We're going to pray right now for families, in particular yours. I just love the promises the Lord has given us, you know, with this chaplet. Every soul believing and trusting in my mercy, the Lord says, will receive it. And Lord, I pray for mercy on his family. I pray for it right now. I pray for healing a division where there is child against parent, where sibling against sibling, where there's in-law against, you know, in-law or neighbor against neighbor, friend against friend, co-worker against co-worker. Lord, I ask for your mercy. And I'm so grateful because I know the Lord, he told Saint Paul, say, anything you ask is yours if it's compatible with my will. And I know the Lord wants families united. Satan hates the family. He wants to divide it. His greatest attack is on family and life. So we'll use this prayer right now. We will pray right now for the healing of your family, any other relationship that's going through difficulty right now. Diary entry 1541. It pleases me, the Lord says, to grant everything souls ask of me by praying the chaplet. Diary entry 1731. Through the chaplet, you'll obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. I know this is God's will. And Lord, I just pray for it now. And let there be a change. Let there be conversion. I pray on this decade in particular for healing, conversions, reunification, and new beginnings. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, next call comes from Tony in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Tony. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for calling.
I want to pray for my nephew who's 40 years, he's in his early 40s and battling cancer. Mm-hmm. And I also want to pray for my son who's having a big meeting here at 3 o'clock today that everything goes good for him. And I want to pray for those people that called into Relevant Radio that can't get in. I want to pray for them too.
Wow. Well, I'm delighted to have you. And let's pray. That's such a beautiful and selfless prayer, Tony. Let's pray for your nephew who is suffering with cancer. Let's pray for that job interview. And, you know, one of the things I don't talk a whole lot about, today we're talking about the chaplet. Of course, I've talked about the image of divine mercy, the great feast. These are things the Lord specifically pointed out. The other is the hour of mercy. And I know you are in New Mexico, so in about a half an hour or so, you're going to enter that great hour of mercy, your time. What a great time to be in the interview. And the Lord accompanied that hour with very similar promises to the chaplet. So on that hour, of course, he asks us to meditate on his passion. You know, and if you can, if you go to Eucharist, if you can visit him in adoration, great. If you can do the stations, great. But if you can, he says, even for the briefest moment, just meditate on his passion. And Lord, right now, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. We thank you above all for your mercy. Heavenly Father, I give you these intentions from Tony. I unite them to all who now are praying with me. I pray for those who are going through job changes, job interviews, those who are underemployed and unemployed, those who right now are struggling, in particular financially. And today I pray against cancer. I pray for healing, for shrinking of tumors, for successful treatments. And I give you all these intentions that have been voiced. We turn to you now with confidence and trust as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our fifth call comes from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Connor, good afternoon.
Hey, Drew. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I wanted to add an intention for my cousin Christine and her husband Matt. Their little baby Judah was just born within the last week or two, and he's just had a lot of health problems, Group B strep, and they're a little concerned about, you know, possible brain damage. I think they're getting another MRI done on Friday, so I'd like to offer him up. And if it be our Lord's will, for a miraculous healing there. I'd also like to offer up my wife, dealing with some sickness right now, so just for her healing as well.
Amen. All right, let's pray for her. Connor, thank you for your call. I'm glad you got through. And pray in particular for you and your marriage, for your beautiful wife. Lord, I just ask to hear the prayers of this husband and just intervene. Bring his wife to complete healing. We pray for baby Judah and all those children right now that are having these severe complications after birth. And Lord, I give to you not only Connor's intentions, but everyone united to me now. All those now on hold with me, all those who've called in, all those who are crying out, Lord, for your great mercy. And I give to you in particular on this great feast of the day you revealed the Chapel of Divine Mercy to St. Faustina, those contemplating abortion and suicide. You hold back their hands. You let them recognize the dignity and the importance of their life and the life in their womb. I pray for the sick. I pray for those trapped in a life of sin, those suffering from addiction, those with same-sex attraction, those who are cheating on their spouses, those who are addicted to porn, those in troubled marriages, those who've been abused, Lord, and for their abusers. I pray for those who do not believe in you, those who've gone before us, and for every intention that is now being voiced to you. I thank you for this prayer and for the extraordinary graces that are flowing today. We pray, eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Mikalenko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Pulled out a bunch of Divine Mercy intercessors there. They're big names. Yeah, do me a favor. I have to take a short break. When I come back, I want to open the phones. I want to take your calls. Has God worked a miracle through the chapel of Divine Mercy in your life? Maybe it was something you, maybe you prayed at the bedside of your loved one, the chaplet, and it brought them peace and comfort. Maybe your tumor disappeared. Maybe that person that was lost was found. Maybe it was the organ donation that was given to him. I really want to talk Divine Mercy miracles when we come back, and I'd love to hear your story. So give me a quick call now, okay? I'll take a short break and we'll get you in it. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I'll be right back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
I desire that you know more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls. You will better understand this love when you meditate on my passion. Even if the worst sinner in the world prays this just one time, he will receive great mercy at the hour of his death. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask is in union with my will.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Today's such a great day. If you're just joining me, I'm going to take a few of your calls. I'd love to hear your testimonies. It was on this day, September 13th, 1935, that St. Faustina was given a vision of an angel of wrath. Nothing she prayed could mitigate the wrath of this angel, and he was set to destroy he was sent by God to destroy a city for its sins. Reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah, right? A lot of the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina's canonization believes that the city that St. Faustina was referring to was the abortion capital of Europe. And that was the sin that called down God's wrath. But her prayer, the prayer that welled up in her heart, and she was swept before the blessed the Trinity, she had a Trinitarian experience, held back the wrath of the angel, made him powerless, helpless, is the word she used. And the Lord the next day gave her, you know, some additional instructions for the prayer, and that's the prayer that we pray. You know, I pray these beautiful closing prayers, but they're not necessary. They come from other writings in the diary of St. Faustina. You know, I would say really the only things you need to pray is, you know, the Our Father, Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, and you know, the prayer that we normally pray, and that's it. I do like the opening prayers that I add in the closing prayers as well. I think they're a beautiful invocation. Anyway, so much to talk about here. We'll take a couple of your calls. I want to hear how God has worked. I've seen miracles. My daughter, I think she's alive today. She almost drowned, and it was a chaplain, I think, that saved her. I've testified, and I have seen from you so many emails that have come in of miracles that defy explanation. People who were given death sentences and today are alive. And I'll share a few of those, but let me get you on there. I want to hear your testimony first. We'll start with Diane. She's calling in from Brooklyn, New York. Diane, thanks for dialing in. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I already told them what I was calling about, but I'll say it again. Do I need to turn the radio down?
I think you're okay, Diane.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you're right next to it, sure, turn it down. That'd be great.
Okay,
if not, you're fine. I
just
want
to mention, yeah, it was back in 1997. My daughter was 13. She ran away from home, and she was into the raves and the Special K and all kinds of things like that. It was terrible, and it did take 10 years to come to fruition. But a friend of mine took me up to Stockbridge, and my mother was also at the same time given 6 months to live from stomach lining cancer. My mother lived for 4 more years.
Well,
and my daughter, it took 10 years, but today she's 39 years old, and she's actually a vegan now and sober, and
great.
And life is good. So,
well, Diane,
I
love it.
Give that testimony.
Thank you for doing that. For those who don't know Stockbridge, she says, I took her to Stockbridge, Massachusetts. That's the national shrine of Divine Mercy, and it's a beautiful place to take a short pilgrimage to. Of course, Diane's testimony makes total sense. You know, she prayed for her daughter, and I say this to any wayward child or to any parent who's praying for that wayward child. The Lord promised, you know, he says, I'll give you whatever you ask, you know. I'll give it to you. Through the chapel, you'll obtain everything if what you ask is compatible with my will. I know it's God's will that he wants your child drug-free. I know it's God's will that he wants your child, you know, to return to the faith. I know it's God's will that your child, you know, that he wants your child back in a relationship with you. So if you're praying for those things, you got to give it time, like St. Monica. Sometimes these things are instant, but I guarantee you, stand on that promise that the Lord gave, and you'll see you'll be glad you did. You'll see the fruit of it. Let's go to Vancouver, Washington next. Fran is praying with us. She's calling in from there. She's got a testimony. Hi, Fran.
Hi, Drew. My father died on December 11th, 2021. Wow. And he was on his deathbed and at 3 p.m. and the priest came in and did the Divine Mercy Chaplet along with the Litany of Saints, and he passed away peacefully. And after that, for the next month or longer, he gave us many, many beautiful signs that he was in heaven with Jesus. He's removed a music box from my wall. He's took my mom's rosary and brought it back. I mean, he's done many things. He put a sign on a TV in San Diego a couple weeks later that there's a lot of good stuff going on here.
Good.
He gave us so many signs that he's with Jesus. He's happy. He was a hard man and suffered a lot in the last 15 years of his life.
Yep.
And it was peaceful for him to go and have the prayer done.
And, yeah, praise God.
And I became a total believer. He helped me with my conversion and my faith.
Wow.
My faith had been neglected. I grew up Catholic. It had been neglected. I pray three times a day. My faith is restored. I listen to you every day with the chaplet.
Thank you.
And if I can't hear the live radio, I listen to the prayers. I do the rosary every night. I'm a
praise
total
God.
Changed person because of that prayer. And
well,
what it did to my dad.
Well, for Fran, as you know, and thank you for your call. It's such a beautiful testimony. The Lord made great promises for the sick and the dying. And Faustina would be in her room praying, and suddenly she'd find herself miles away, you know, in various places, bilocating, being in two locations at once, at the deathbed of the sick and the dying. And this prayer is really a prayer for the dying. And such graces flow. And the Lord says, you know, the salvation of certain souls depend on this prayer for these souls. And I know maybe your loved one, if you're listening to me, died and they didn't have the chaplet or last rites, still pray the chaplet for them. God's outside of time. I'm telling you what, this prayer is meritorious. Satan hates it. And I just pray that in my final hour, you know, I often say to my wife, a lot of people say, I hope I just die in my sleep, you know, not me. You know, I kind of hope my process is a little longer than that, maybe even a little slower, maybe even a little painful. It sounds horrible, but I want to atone for any sin, and I want the opportunity to meet my merciful Savior. I want to be able to pray. I want to die with those words on my lips. And thank you for your call. So good to hear from you. I'm so happy for your own conversion, and that's the greatest fruit of this prayer, conversion. Newark, Delaware. Josephine is calling us from there. Hey, Josephine, thanks for joining me.
Hi. I told the person that took my call that I received the chaplet under unusual circumstances and then shortly after used it. I had never heard of this happened 21 years ago. I had never heard of St. Faustina, never heard of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I had just left my youngest son at his preschool at St. Mary the Assumption, was walking towards my car, and this nun who I'd never seen, they don't have nuns at that particular preschool, was entering the church as I was exiting.
Yeah.
She walked up to me and she handed me the paperwork, the prayer. I still have it.
Wow.
And I never saw her again. She asked me if I had ever heard of this prayer, and I had it, and I graciously took it, but didn't think too much about the situation at that time. So, long story short, my grandmother had a hiatal hernia a few weeks later, and her stomach went through her thoracic part of her chest near her heart. She was taken for emergency surgery,
and the doctors did not expect her to survive. She was in her 80s at the time, and I frantically went to her church looking for a priest to give her last rites. There was none available. There was no one there. So I drove to the hospital, and I asked my mother and aunt to begin praying this chaplet that I've never prayed before on their 10 fingers with me, and she survived.
Oh, my gosh, how beautiful.
She survived. And I can't tell you, there have been many other instances where this prayer has saved someone's life. I had a friend who was a lukewarm Catholic. Her sister had just a horrible surgery that they, again, didn't expect her to live.
Yep.
Ironically, this woman that had a lukewarm faith was a French professor. And I hurriedly, because she was begging for prayers, I hurriedly went online and I forwarded the Chapel of Divine Mercy via email, not realizing that it was in French. She later informed me her sister did survive. A year later, I met her sister in person, who thanked me tremendously for the prayers. And at that time, that's when she told me that it was in French and that it meant so much more to her.
See, God works in such miraculous and amazing ways. I've got to take a pause. When I come back, I'll take more calls. But before I let you go, Josephine, did you ever look up the picture of St. Faustina? You ever seen her? I mean, I wonder.
Yeah, I've seen it years later.
Does it look like the nun who visited you?
I honestly, I can't say because it was just one of those. It was a passing thing. So I wish I could confirm, but I can't. That would be, not right for me. I just don't know who she was, where she came from.
Well, you know, the scripture tells us we will entertain angels. You never know when you're going to entertain an angel. Could have been an angel. Very well. Could have been St. Faustina herself that stopped by to give you this beautiful prayer. Never know. You never know. But it changes lives. Josephine, thank you. I have to take a short pause. When I come back, if you're on hold, I'll grab your calls. In fact, I think I'll even carry this a little bit longer. So I'd love to hear your stories. Today's the anniversary of the day the Lord revealed the Divine Mercy Chapel to St. Faustina. Just sharing the way that God has used it in your life and the way those miracles have unfolded. Our conversation continues.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
The souls that say this chaplet will be embraced by my mercy during their lifetime and especially at the hour of their death.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
What a great day. I would encourage you, if you're just joining me and you haven't done it yet, pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You can go to my podcast and pray the pre-recorded one or just spend some quiet time with the Lord. The Lord told St. Faustina, he says, I rejoice when souls ask me for much because I desire to give much, very much. And Faustina was given this great prayer, and she asked for all sorts of things, not just conversion. She prayed for her sister. She prayed for people who sought her intercession. But one time she was awakened by a great storm, and the wind was raging, and it was raining in torrents, and thunderbolts were striking again and again, and she began to pray that the storm would not do any harm, and she heard the words once again from the Lord as he spoke to her. He said, say the chaplet I taught you, and the storm will cease. So she immediately began to pray the chaplet. She did not even finish this powerful prayer, and the storm ceased, and she heard the words, through the chaplet, you will obtain everything of what you ask for is compatible with my will. That's why I quote that all the time. I love that story. Love that story. And I want to hear yours. If you want to get through, the lines are kind of busy right now, but you can always try calling 888-914-9149. Let's just testify to it. Let's give God thanks for this great prayer. And let me go back to the phones. We'll go to Gia. She's listening in Lockhart, Texas. Gia, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
During the pregnancy with my fifth living child, at the very beginning, when I was about 3 weeks pregnant, I was at my college 15-year reunion, and I started hemorrhaging. And I'd had miscarriages before, and I just I thought that's what was happening. And I went back to where I was staying, and I laid down, and it was 3 o'clock, and I prayed the chaplet. And when I woke up, I had stopped bleeding, and I went over to the basilica for mass. And it was a Saturday, and I got in to see the doctor on Monday, and he was like, oh, your hormones are so high, we should be able to see something. So he did an ultrasound, and he said, this is like the tiniest beating heart I've ever seen. Like, it must have just formed. And but there was also, there was a twin. So I had lost a twin, but my other son was still alive. And so all throughout that pregnancy, I would wake up at 3 a.m. and I would pray the chaplet. I would pray for those who would be dying that day and for those who had fallen away. And I prayed that every single day during that pregnancy. And I had this like premonition that something wasn't right in this pregnancy. And I always did home births. And I prayed to be at peace for a hospital birth. Like, I was just ready, like, hey, if I need a cesarean, whatever, I'll do whatever's best for this child. So I, at the end of the pregnancy, our whole family, we all got sick. It was like December. We were sick for over a month. And 2 weeks before I was due, we got diagnosed with whooping cough, which is very dangerous for newborns. Yeah. And so we all had to take the take antibiotics. And I just prayed, you know, please let this baby be late, because I was in no shape or form to be able to give birth. I was just so exhausted, so tired. And so I didn't go into labor until a week after I was due. So it's beginning, it's February 5th. Right. I'm in labor, and things just didn't seem to be moving along. At one point, like, I was just like, why? Like, the baby just kept bouncing up. I was like having contractions that go down, and the baby just kept bouncing up. And so at one point, I'm just like, what's going on? Why is nothing happening? And this voice told me, like, you need to push until this baby comes out, whether you're having a contraction or not. You just have to push until the baby comes out. And so I just pushed, I screamed, I got him out, and the midwife yelled and said, stop. And the baby wasn't even out yet. She had to cut his cord. It was wrapped around his neck twice and around one of his arms, like a slip knot.
Wow.
And got him out. He was lifeless, purplish blue. And right. All I could do was just say, Jesus, I trust in you. And I just repeated it. Over and over again. Sorry, I haven't told this. He's like 8.5 years old now. But okay. I just prayed it over and over again, and I was right by the toilet, and I was like, should I baptize him? There's water right there. But this voice was like, no, like, don't do it. And I just kept praying, and the midwives were great. And it was over 2 minutes later. We're not even quite sure how long. It was at least 2 minutes. And he started breathing, and he ended up being like my most sturdy, you know, sturdy boy that I have. And he's doing great today.
How beautiful. So. How beautiful. Gia, thank you. I love the emotion. I know how, gosh, I could, reliving that moment is, it's got to be so emotional for you. But, you know, God is so good, isn't he? And that child of yours, I bet, has a special place for God. Did you consecrate him to the divine mercy? You should do that.
Well, I did it. Well, we did name him Domenico. Domenico, belonging to God. Domenico, yeah. Tomas, and Tomas for the twins.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that.
My kids up.
I love it. Okay, God bless you. Love it. Love the testimony. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I need the prayers. Wow. What a great story. You know, I mean, in times of great trial and difficulty, that's when you should be praying this prayer. And even though things look impossible, your child's blue, it's not breathing, miracles happen, right? And there's been so many stories of even resurrections, dead children in the womb that have come back. So, I mean, God's a God of miracles. I say it all the time. New Jersey is next. And you know what? If you're on hold, I'm going to carry this over. We'll take a short break in a couple minutes, but we'll come back. We'll take more of your calls. I love it. Today's a day to honor God. Elizabeth, New Jersey, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. And thank you for taking my call. real quick, I really have two things, but one of the main ones is when my mom was passing away 4 years ago, I was with her on her final night. And I think that's the first time that I had heard that you should pray for the divine mercy. I mean, you had been praying it, but not on a regular basis, but you pray for them at the bedside of the dying. So I had my iPad. Okay. And I prayed the divine mercy with her. When she passed away, when my husband came and my brothers and sisters came, my husband went over to pray the rosary and I went with him. And he said, "Do you smell roses?" Oh. And I was like, "Wow, yeah, I do." Oh. Weird. And it's definitely a different smell than death.
Yeah.
And I really think that the Blessed Mother came and took my mom.
It's called the odor of sanctity, and that's exactly what it was. I have no doubt that Our Lady came. You know, I know you got another story to share, Elizabeth. If you want to hold on, I'll let you share it on the other side. The chaplet, the Lord told St. Faustina, it's not just for her. It's a prayer for you. It's a prayer for me. It's a prayer for the whole world. And he says, encourage souls to pray it, and pray it especially. This might be new to you, for that person that's sick, but especially the soul that is dying. I'll be back. We'll take a few more of your calls right after this.